I'm Deborah Amos, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is in St. Paul, Minnesota, covering the Republican National Convention. Coming up, we'll speak with Republican leader and former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele about the legacy of President Bush. That's in a moment. But first,
we are here in the appointed place, and we're here at the appointed time. So it's my privilege to proclaim the 2008 Republican National Convention in session and call it to order.
As I mentioned, Michelle Martin is covering the Republican convention that opened last night in St. Paul, Minnesota. She joins us now with an update on the low-key and abbreviated session. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Deborah.
Sarah Palin, Alaska governor, who's tapped to be the vice president, she dominated the headlines on opening day. Tell us about that.
It was a very strange day. I think, first of all, the delegates were all trying to accommodate themselves to the change in tone that their party leaders had asked them to embrace. I mean, there were no buttons, no bumper stickers, no T-shirts, and a very short session, as you mentioned. But shortly after we got off the air yesterday, came word from the McCain campaign that there was going to be a statement about Sarah Palin. That statement said that Sarah Palin's 17-year-old daughter, Bristol, who is unmarried, is pregnant. The statement also went on to say that her daughter would be expected to marry her boyfriend, and that they further ask the news media to respect the young couple's privacy. This kind of dropped like a bombshell in newsrooms across the city, as you might imagine. The statement was issued because there had been rumors circulating on the internet that suggested that Sarah Palin's youngest child, her son, is not in fact her child, but her daughter's child, and that she had taken responsibility for this child to protect her daughter's privacy. Clearly, that young Bristol Palin is pregnant now, that could not be the case. And this statement was intended to quell those rumors, but it certainly opened the door to a whole series of other questions.
We've got some tape from Fred Farias. He's a delegate from Texas. Let's listen to what he had to say.
I mean, that's a personal matter, and that, if anything else, the way I perceive that is that, you know, those things happen in some families, and it's a concern. It can happen, and, you know, they're able to deal with that, and that's their personal issue, and I think they'll make the right decisions.
Michelle, is that a sentiment all around? Is that mostly what the delegates are saying?
That seems to be the consensus of the people we talked to. I mean, it could be that people are just being very disciplined about sticking to their talking points. But you have to remember, this is a very pro-life group of folks. I mean, there are a couple thousand delegates here, a couple thousand more alternates. The social conservatives are very important in the Republican Party. And for the most part, what most people said is this is a private matter and that they applaud young Bristol's decision to have the baby, to go forward, and that they hope that this will not be a further distraction. They don't think it's relevant to Sarah Palin's qualifications. But needless to say, this is going to be a matter that's going to be discussed. It's certainly going to be being heavily discussed in the blogosphere. And I think that a lot of people are waiting to see just what impact it has on the campaign and on discussions. Now, I have to say that the Obama campaign, Senator Obama in particular, came out very strongly saying that this is not a relevant matter, that people should back off of the story. Senator Obama even went on to say that his mother was 18 when she had him, and he doesn't feel that this is relevant.
Now, it was an abbreviated event, the official part of it anyway. Tell us a little bit about what the first night had to offer.
Well, generally, the first night is about introducing the nominee to the American people. You have friends, you have political associates, you generally have the spouse speak to the convention. Laura Bush and Cindy McCain, who's the wife of presumptive nominee John McCain, did speak to the convention, but they did so in the spirit of asking people to offer donations to residents of the Gulf. And the sole focus was not the candidates, but to talk about the Gulf and to express concern and support for the people who are going through the hurricane there. So it was a very, the word comes to mind is poignant. It was very poignant. There are a lot of people on the floor, particularly from the Gulf states, who had to make last-minute difficult decisions about whether they would even come. I talked to one delegate from Mississippi who said that he debated with himself and his wife up to an hour before he had to leave for the airport about whether he should go. He said ultimately his wife said, this is your first time. You worked very hard for this. You should go. We'll be fine. But he said that he was very uncomfortable the entire time, was constantly calling home to see that everybody was okay. And there were conversations like that all around the floor.
Well, and are they on track for tonight quickly?
The convention does seem to be returning to a little bit of semblance of normalcy. What they're going to try to do is combine some elements from the originally planned elements from last night's program with the elements planned for tonight's program. Last night's program was about biography. Tonight's program was supposed to be to showcase John McCain's record as a reformer. So they're going to cherry pick from both of those programs. We do expect to hear from Joe Lieberman tonight, the independent Democrat who has broken with his party to support John McCain. And they're still debating as we are speaking now about whether President Bush will address the convention tonight, and we still don't know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Tell Me More's host, Michelle Martin, reporting from the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm Deborah Amos.